Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Diwakaran. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Diwakaran, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer of Sohm Distilleries and Breweries. Thank you very much for joining us for the Q1 26-27 earnings call of Sohm Distilleries and Breweries Limited. Let me begin by acknowledging that Q1 was an extremely difficult quarter for the company. The operational and regulatory disruption in Madhya Pradesh had a significant impact on our volumes and consequently on our financial performance. Despite the disruption in Madhya Pradesh, there are some positives, which is very good. We saw a strong rebound in Karnataka with improving demand and market share. Odisha also delivered a strong recovery, demonstrating the resilience of our brands and distribution network. These trends are encouraging and give us confidence that the underlying business remains strong as market conditions normalize. A major milestone during the quarter was the successful commissioning and commencement of commercial production at our Uttar Pradesh unit, brewery. The facility adds approximately 10 million cases of annual beer capacity, giving us a significant new manufacturing and market access platform. Our focus now shifts from commissioning to ramp-up capacity utilization and market penetration. From an operating perspective, beer continues to be our core earnings engine, with 45 lakh beer cases sold during the quarter. Beer represented approximately 98.9% of our total volume and 93% of our revenue. On the IMFL side, realization improved by approximately 3% year-on-year to ₹1,047 per case, reflecting the increasing focus on higher-value products. So while Q1 was undoubtedly the challenging phase, we believe there are several positive indicators beneath the reported numbers: the recovery in Karnataka and Odisha, the successful commissioning of UP, disciplined leverage, and continued investment in our brands and premiumization strategy. Our priorities for the balance of year 26-27 are clear: restore normal operations in Madhya Pradesh, sustain the recovery in Karnataka and Odisha, ramp up the UP facility, improve capacity utilization, strengthen our premium portfolio, and convert the early signs of recovery into sustainable volume and profitable growth. We remain confident in the underlying strength of the business. With our expanded manufacturing footprint, improving market conditions, and a disciplined balance sheet, we believe Sohm is well-positioned for a meaningful revival as we move through full year 26-27. With this, I will hand over to Nakul to take you through the financial and operational performance in greater detail. Over to Nakul.
Consolidated volumes for the quarter stood at 45.79 lakh cases, with a total income of 268.8 crores, and EBITDA stood at 15.2 crores. However, we believe these numbers need to be viewed in the context of the specific challenges faced during the quarter and not as a reflection of the underlying potential of the business. I would also like to highlight the strength and resilience of our balance sheet. Despite the commissioning of the UP facility and the difficult operating environment, gross debt increased by only 10 crores during the quarter, with gross debt to equity ratio moving marginally from 0.3x in March 2026 to 0.31x in June 2026. We have therefore added significant manufacturing capacity without any material increase in our leverage. More importantly, cash generation remains healthy. We generated close to 28 crores of cash from operations during the quarter. This is an important indicator of the underlying financial strength of our business. Even in a challenging quarter, we have continued to generate operating cash while maintaining disciplined leverage and investing in our future capacity. Despite the disruption in Madhya Pradesh, our other operating businesses continue to demonstrate resilience. The Hassan facility operated at approximately 60% capacity utilization, while the Odisha facility operated at around 70% capacity utilization. As we speak, we have invested close to 300 crores in the UP brewery, and importantly, this investment has been made without taking any external debt. We have therefore created a substantial new manufacturing platform and expanded a capacity while maintaining a disciplined approach to leverage. With this, we would like to now move on to the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Sukriti Patel from Eyesight Fintrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon to the team. I have two questions. My first question to Mr. Divakaran is, just want to understand on the operational side, what are the key priorities you are focusing in terms of manufacturing efficiency, supply chain growth and compliance, and what risk do you see in raw material sourcing, regulatory frameworks or demand volatility, and how are you preparing to mitigate it? Just want to understand the forward guidance on this.
I think the question is a little long. Can you briefly tell me one after the other?
Yeah, I just want to understand forward guidance on how are you going to on the operational playbook thing, and how are you going to strengthen the production, improve efficiency, and ensure compliance while preparing for risks in raw material challenges, regulation, and demand things. Just want to understand the forward guidance on this.
Yeah, you're talking about 26, 27?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So, as you know, I know we have four capacities in all in terms of beer, and out of the four, MP is as of now suspended. So the remaining three capacities are there. And out of that, one is started just recently at the end of quarter one. The two other facilities that we have is in Hassan and Odisha. Both these facilities are quite large, and it's been operational for very long years, and we have all the best practices in terms of procurement, in terms of quality management, etc., which is already there, and we continue to focus on that through with rigor, right? And I don't see any new addition to it except for managing the availability of packaging materials, which is dependent upon particularly the can part of it, which is dependent upon a single supplier, Ball Corporation, for the entire industry, and we are also dependent on that. So if we manage that properly, I think we have sufficient scope to leverage during the coming quarters in terms of supply. As far as raw material pricing is concerned, and whatever is the market volatility and whatever is being faced by others, we also are vulnerable to that. We are not completely, away from it. And also, we are playing in the same market and same kind of, vendors from whom we purchase, whether it is imported or local. So we are vulnerable to that. But anyway, we can safeguard that through various measures that we adopt on an ongoing basis to keep our costs on check. And we are focusing on reducing our costs a lot more now, considering that we have to deliver better results in the coming quarter.
Thank you. My second question to Mr. Sethi is, what key risk or challenges do you see in the coming quarters, and what specific measures are being taken to manage margins, cash flow, and strengthen the balance sheet, especially in areas like excise duties, receivables, or competitive pressure? Thank you.
I think our first priority is that we should we are focusing on restarting of the MP plant as soon as possible, because it's been 6 months and we are mindful of that fact. Receivables, we normally operate in all, or you know, most of the markets which are, you know, where the wholesaler is the government. So I don't think that we have got receivable risk as such. And nowadays, the government also, you know, very pro industry, or you can say in terms of the payouts of receivables. So that is fine. Normally, I think the key is obviously the margins. I think we have been in the past operating in the industry where I think our margins in the beer industry are amongst the one of the topmost. So I don't think we have a you know, issue on that. Liquidity also, I mean, if you look at our results which we have posted for this quarter, in spite of MP plant being shut, I think all the other two facilities have done very well. We have seen a 30% increase in you know, the cases sold in Karnataka in Q1, and similarly, I think in Odisha also we have seen about close to about 40% increase. So I think once we get over with the MP issue, I think we are on track again as compared to the previous year.
Thank you and best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manoj Pal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir, for giving me the opportunity. Sir, my question is that since that the Bhopal operations are closed, so it means that already we have lost the market share. So what's your strategy that when we'll come back for the Bhopal operations to gain that market share? Because the consumer is like a consumer mentality is such, if say if the one person is used to some one brand, if that brand is not available, he will go for another brand. So how to bring that consumer to his or her original brand? So have you thought of anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question, and thank you for that. What I can tell you is that, you know, Madhya Pradesh, of course, is a problem, and that we are fixing, and we have been working on it for quite some time, and we hope that it will be fixed very soon. A consumer is not easy to get, and once we get them, it is important that we retain them. Some noise is happening. Some noise is happening. Hello? Some background noise.
Hello?
Yes, sir, this would be better. You may please go ahead.
Yeah. So, of course, I mean, once the consumer moves away to a different brand, particularly for reasons of non-availability for a considerable period of time, it's not a very easy task to get them back. But what we are seeing in the markets where we are available, where we have been available for the first quarter of this year, except for Madhya Pradesh where we weren't available, and Delhi to some extent. In those markets, our market share has been either retained or we are growing. You know, so that actually speaks about the strength of our brands and our distribution network. And therefore, we are confident that, you know, once we are able to sort out issues in terms of the license in Madhya Pradesh, it's a matter of time, you know, when our consumers would return when they see the brands available in the shelves. It is a long haul. It is not easy. You're right. But we have our plans, and we have been in the business for quite some time to understand how this works and how the consumers move from one brand to another, and when they come back, how to get them back. It's something that we have learned, and we have tried in many markets. So particularly when there are supply gaps and we kind of resume after 1 or 2 months, you know, we kind of recover quickly. But with a long period of time, it will take some time to come back. But we are confident that we can get back because our brands have that inherent strength, because they've liked the brand not just for being a brand, but it is also for the taste and the quality that we provide to the consumer, and also the advantage of various pricing, etc. So I think we are confident that that the consumers will come back, but it will take a little time in the markets where we are closed for a long time.
Okay, sir. I also wish for the best wishes that all our consumers should come back to.
Thank you, sir. Thank
home
you.
Distillery whenever our operations get started. Sir, in last con call, it was my question only. You answered that within the 15 days we are going to start the operation for the Bhopal. So I want to know what went wrong. You means after 3 months that matter the license is not yet restored.
So see, this is not completely in our hands, because it is in the hands of the courts and in the hands of the authorities, and therefore, and most of the matter is in the court, and therefore it is sub judice for us to discuss on the phone and give our views. But it just happened that that it is taking longer than what we had anticipated, and hopefully we are all working on it. I mean, our chairman, our entire team, leadership team is working on it, and we hope to fix it very soon.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nagaraj Pipali from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My question is, how much of CapEx is already done on UP Phase 1 project? And what is the pending CapEx for this Phase 1 project? And when did we start commercial production? And what is the capacity utilization at present? And what are the plans for Phase 2 and its CapEx?
Hi, sir. So we have spent close to about 300 crores for the Phase 1 of the project. And
any pending CapEx is there on that?
No, there is no pending CapEx, on the Phase 1 as such. And commercial production started about June 9th. So currently, I think it is not meaningful to talk about the capacity utilization of the UP plant as of now. Maybe I think after 1 or 2 months, we will be able to give you a clearer picture of that.
What about Phase 2?
Phase 2, we have applied for the permissions, because Phase 2 is about the distillery. I think we'll have more a firmer idea about the execution maybe 3 to 4 months down the line, sir.
And my question is, like, it was very great for the for management to convert UP plant as 100% subsidiary. What is stopping management to convert Assam plant also to 100% subsidiary from the present 78%, so that we can improve the corporate governance as was done in UP subsidiary?
So we have this is like you, a lot of people have also commented on this. Let us evaluate and we'll get back to you on that pretty soon, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. And one more question is, how much of unsold stock is still held inside Bhopal plant, and what is its shelf life?
So we have got about 25 crores of finished goods.
What about shelf life?
Shelf life, that stock is undergoing verification as of now, and I think we'll have about a month shelf life remaining.
Okay. And a bookkeeping question from my side. Can you please clarify the increase in expense duty paid in Q1 this year against much reduced sales?
So this excise duty is because we have sold more in Karnataka and Odisha, where the excise duty has to be paid by the manufacturer before the dispatch of the finished goods.
which is unlike in Madhya Pradesh.
Okay, that is good. And one small suggestion I got from my sector management. Once this Bhopal issue is resolved, I request management to go for a rights issue to fund UP plant to CapEx and keep the balance sheet strong and use the cash flow from operations for funding working capital and improve credit ratings against existing loans. This is my suggestion, please.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's a very valid suggestion,
sir. And wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Jitaksh Gupta from Tikri Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for your time. I have a couple of questions. So, sir, first question, how much revenue we lost due to closure of MP plant in Q1, if you can give any number?
I think we lost about 250 crores of revenue.
Okay.
250
to 260 crores. 250 crores, okay. And sir, our plan was to go live in Andhra Pradesh after the end of Q4 you had mentioned. So did we go live in Andhra Pradesh? If yes, then how many cases we sold or how much revenue we made from Andhra Pradesh?
No, we were not setting up any plant in Andhra Pradesh, I think.
No, not about plant, sir. Like, we were entering Andhra Pradesh, just the direct sales.
Yeah, I'm answering that question. So, yes, we had said that, you know, Q1 we were supposed to start.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Unfortunately, the permissions from the state authorities, both excise and the corporation, have got delayed, and we received that by end of July. Right?
So you're saying
and that after that, we need to kind of take permissions from the exporting state, which is Karnataka, to start our, to export from here. All the export permissions need to be taken. That process is on. And I think it should get over in about 2 weeks' time.
So by Q3,
by first week of August, I think we should be able to see our brands in Andhra Pradesh. I mean September, sorry. First week of September.
We should be able to see our brands. Yeah. Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Hiten Boricha from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, very much.
Yeah. So, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned that the matter of Bhopal is currently in the court, so we cannot comment. But is it possible, like you just mentioned, one of my colleagues, that we are like taking the permission from export from Karnataka to AP. So is it possible like we can do similar kind of practices to export from our Karnataka or other plant to Bhopal because the Hosur capacity is running at 45-50%. Just to increase the capacity and increase the capacity utilization.
This thing was evaluated. The cost of importing from any other state, whether from Odisha or UP plant, right, you know, is exorbitant and it will erode our margins. Not even erode, it will be at a loss into
market. Okay.
Particularly because of the import fee, very huge import fee that Madhya Pradesh has.
Okay.
Yeah.
Understood. So, sir, if you can mention, like, currently a Bhopal plant is closed, it's not running. So what kind of fixed cost we are bearing for quarterly as of now because of that plant?
We are, I think, about including everything, interest cost, salaries and electricity, about we are incurring about close to 6 to 7 crores per quarter.
Per quarter. And what is the plan? Like, are we doing anything to reduce that cost because our employee cost and everything remains stable? Are we taking any measures to reduce this cost?
No, we are obviously minimized this cost because we have been trying to work on reducing the overheads as such. But we have not done away with any salary cuts or employees as such. But what we have done is that we have tried to absorb the excess manpower in our other units.
Okay.
Because, for example, we have shifted some people from Bhopal to our UP plant because we needed to do some hiring there. So obviously, we shifted some people there. Some people have also been shifted to Hassan or to Odisha.
Understood. So, just to follow up on this, yeah. So if you can give, is it possible to give a breakup on the employee cost from that particular plant? Because we have 13 crore employee cost per quarter. Is it possible to give that?
I can give it to you, yes. I think it should be there in the standalone. You want our SBBL standalone?
Yes, sir. So I have that. It's 5 crore, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This 5 crore is attributed to this Bhopal employee cost.
Yes.
Understood. No problem, sir. Yeah. So any timeline when this plant is going to start? Any comment on that, sir?
I think we are very hopeful that resolution to this problem should be done in this month itself.
Understood, sir. Understood. Thank you. And all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Jayaraman, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
See, my question. Yeah, my question is that the UP plant, the phase one we have put up and then you start running at 3 million, I think, cases, right? So the total capacity is supposed to be 10 million cases, right? Then that is we are trying to achieve that.
I think it will take us another 3 to 4 years to achieve that, the peak capacity utilization of the UP plant.
Okay, but I mean, as far from the excise, I mean, the overall the beer sales in UP, it's astronomical. It is growing at a faster rate, right? So I think currently our plant should be running more than 60-70%, right?
Sir, we only commissioned the plant in June.
Yeah, correct.
So, and right now we are in the lean season. It's not the main season for consumption of beer.
Correct.
So it can't be at 60-70% capacity utilization. It's such a big plant, sir.
For 3 million cases itself. No, I assume that.
It's not 3 million cases, sir. It's 10 million cases, sir.
Current capacity?
Yeah, 10 million.
Oh, fully setup is done.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. But what are under, I mean, what are my understanding, if I'm wrong, you just correct me. Earlier, we used to supply our brands to UP, right, from MP plant. So our brand acceptability or the recognition is already there, right?
Yes, sir.
It is there.
Okay.
It is there, and that's exactly the reason why we have put up a plant, because our brands are well accepted. It is a matter of making it available during peak season. Particularly peak season, it was unavailable for UP to a large extent because of capacity utilization and demand in Madhya Pradesh market itself. And therefore, we could not do much at that time. That is the reason why we put up a plant. And also, you're right that the UP has got huge growth opportunities, and it has been growing for the last 5-6 years. And we expect that to happen in the next 2 to 3 years as well. The growth will continue to be there because it's such a huge population of, and per capita consumption is as of now low.
Right.
So obviously there is that opportunity, and like Nakul said, you know, it will take at least, I mean, the market is not death of capacity now. I mean, the other players are there. We have to now build on our brand franchise in that market and keep on pushing the brand and increasing our availability throughout the off-season, so that the coming season, in say February, March, we'll be in a better position than what we are today.
Yes, competition, right. But strategic thinking, see, I have just gone through one of our peer, I would say competitor, UBL Transcript. They have a strategy like whichever state has got overcapacity, they don't want to build a brewery over there. That's what their CEO, Mr. Gupta, said. So what he was saying is that whichever state has got overcapacity, we'll try to do contract manufacturing or licensing part. In a similar fashion, if UBL is also coming head-on with us in UP. I think they are also planning 700-800 crore brewery over there in UP state. So it means that the demand is there. They are also projecting, you know, there will be huge demand. But my general question or strategic question is that, should we, I mean, is it our policy or is it good for us to build a brewery in each and every state? Or, for example, if some states have got overcapacity, then should we not use, you know, other players or neutral breweries, independent breweries capacity, and then contract manufacturing we can do, right?
No, it is.
So advantage.
Yeah. Yeah, carry on, carry on.
Yeah, that's it. My strategic view, I'm asking what kind of strategy we should go ahead to have, you know, because if SGBL becomes pan-Indian player, then that is the best thing to happen, right? That is what my objective of this.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's how we have also mapped our capacity footprint. And if you look at our SGBL plant, it was completely supplying to the entire northern state, right? And our UP, I mean, Odisha plant supplies to the eastern states, including West Bengal, Jharkhand, and northeastern states, right? And similarly, we have our Karnataka capacity supplying to the entire southern states, right? And UP, but with that available capacity in Madhya Pradesh, we were not able to service UP. Plus, UP is growing, and we don't put capacity for 1 year. We plan capacity for next 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how the UP plant has been designed.
So you're saying that the neighboring states, wherever the import is possible without a huge cost import duty or something like that, we can serve from the neighboring brewery, our own brewery?
Of course. So what, to just give you a idea, that Delhi was being serviced from Madhya Pradesh plant, now it is getting serviced from UP plant, because Madhya Pradesh is unable to serve.
So only few states, they don't want imported items because they have high import duty, like Maharashtra, where we have to, if we want to penetrate the Maharashtra market, we have to put a brewery in the place, right? In their place.
Yeah. It is. I mean, we also export to Maharashtra from our Madhya Pradesh unit.
That is minimal. I'm saying that if you really want to have, you know, sales.
Of course, for the long term, it is better, because such a large market and such growth opportunities are there. It is, we'll have to plan that. I mean, but we'll have to prioritize where to play first.
But my question is that in Maharashtra, in, for example, Punjab, in Jammu Kashmir, even in, for example, Sikkim or Andhra Pradesh, there is an independent brewery. I forget, Asgard, there is Asgard distillery, somebody is taken over, that was taken over by somebody. They renamed the company as Asgard Brewery or something. They have got nice brands, beer brands. So what I'm asking is not direct competitors, there are neutral breweries, they do contract working. Why can't we use, for example, Punjab has got a lot of neutral breweries. So instead of exporting from neighboring states, it will be easier to, you know, do contract manufacturing, since our brands are visible very highly, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Mr. Jayaraman, we get the point. Wherever there is a possibility of keeping our costs low by taking a local contract brewing facility, we do that. I mean, there is an opportunity, right? If wherever it is not, I mean, we compare the options between importing and doing it locally. And whatever is best for the margin wise, we go with that. Margin and quality also.
Okay. Regarding MP plant, I don't want to comment on it, because our industry, I know that it is very highly regulated industry. I think, as a management, I mean, you would do our best for our stakeholders. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunil Jatakia from BFly India Opportunity Funds. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay. So can you provide a state-wise or plant-wise volume and sales breakup quarterly and YoY? You have four plants, right? UP is just started. So rest of the three plants, what was the data like? Just to figure out what's the growth which of the plant and what's the impact of closure of one plant.
The volume data, you wanted plant-wise?
Yes.
We have already shared the capacity utilization. You can take off the volume data based on that.
Okay, I'll take it offline if you don't mind. Yeah. So next question, say for example, hypothetically, if in FY27, we don't get an approval for the NP plant, so where do you see the revenue and volume and margin for the FY27?
I think first of all, we'll not work on that assumption.
Okay.
Right now, I'm not prepared to share any number based on that MP plant doesn't function. Why should I imagine that? I mean, we are very hopeful that it should get resolved as soon as possible.
So, I understand. I mean, one has to be positive about it, but if that doesn't happen, there has to be plan B, right? I mean,
so we have a plan B. I think it's not appropriate to discuss plan B right now.
Okay.
That's what I'm seeing. We are very optimistic that we shall soon be back on track.
Okay. So with that, what sort of a revenue and EBITDA margin you expect for FY27?
I think I'll stay with my guidance of 1,000 crores of revenue.
Your guidance? I think 1,200 or 1,500. So we are saying 1,000 now, right?
I mean, as of now, say let's keep it 1,000, 1,100 crores. Margin
okay.
And all, I think we have better idea by the next call which we have.
Okay. Fine. So this particular brand, Sunbee, is it newly launched this quarter only? Because I didn't see that earlier.
Sorry?
The beer brand, Sunny Beach, is launched last
Beaches.
Quarter, is it? Yeah.
I think Sunny Beaches has done very well in Karnataka, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So how many brands do you have in beer in total?
As of now, we have got Hunter, Black Fort, Power Cool, Sunny Beaches, Legend. Five brands.
Five brands, okay. So what are the rationale behind six brands totally in beer? So what are the rationale behind having so many brands in beer? I mean, what's the strategy? I mean,
yeah, aapki awaaz mein zyada clear nahi aa rahi mere ko. Mere ko bahut struggle karna pad raha
hai. Is it loud? Clear now, sir? Is it better?
Yeah, much better now.
Okay, sorry for that. Sir, I'm just trying to understand. We have a six brands in beer category. So what is the rationale behind having so many brands? Like, you know, what is the strategy companies adopted, and why do we have six brands in the beer category?
Diva sir, can you answer that, please?
Yeah. So I mean, depend. I mean, I you know, personally believe that you know. Having a good portfolio and having, each brand doing its own work, each market depending on that market segment and the kind of consumers that we are addressing. You know, as if playing a portfolio game is better than having one brand and trying to fit it into consumers' head everywhere across the country. So we have always been a portfolio company, right? And our one brand is a national brand is Hunter. And we want to make Woodpecker also a national brand. But there are regional brands like this, like, you know, Power Cool and Power 10,000. And we have Black Fort and Sunny Beaches now. which are accepted by the consumers. I mean, so depending on the market opportunity and depending on what the consumer wants, the pricing opportunity that we have, we play those kind of markets. I mean, with the brands. I mean, we cannot. For example, in Karnataka, the size of the market is a mix of affordable beers and mainstream beers and premium beers. So, well, if I have portfolio, I can play. If I cannot reduce my Hunter beer price to the level of affordable beer, right? So, I play with different brands, so in different markets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough, sir. Sir, the next question is on the private company, Som Distillery Private Limited. Can you like explain what it does, which of brand it holds, and can you give some brief about the private company?
I think, sir, on this call, let's not discuss about the private company.
So are the license common for both
what you can do is you can connect with us separately. Then maybe we'll give you a more detailed understanding. Okay.
Sure. I'll connect with you later on. Sure.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sir, one last question. Thank you. All the brands what you discussed and what you mentioned all belongs to the listed entity only, right? The brands of 6-7 beer brands plus Mahavat and all belongs to the listed entity, right? Brand.
Yes, I guess so. Yes.
So it's all with the listed. I'm just repeating the question again. It's all belongs to the listed entity, right? Not the private company.
I don't know why. I told you, no, let's discuss it one-to-one, whatever you have got queries on.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chitaksh Gupta from Tikri Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question again. So my question is regarding the raw material. So how was the situation of raw material and bottling cost in Q1? And did we take any price hike?
No, so I think we have seen an increase in the price of cans, malt, bottles during the first quarter as compared to quarter one last year. Average increase has been about 7.5 to 8%.
And sir, how many new product are we planning to launch in for the financial year, either in beer or in whiskey category, IMFL category?
Leo sir, can you please answer that?
Yeah. So in the beer category, I think we'll continue to focus on the existing portfolio of brands. Maybe we'll evaluate one or two extension of the existing brands in some markets. As far as IMFL is concerned, I think Mahavat has been launched in Bhopal, Delhi and UP. I think once we resume supplies from Bhopal, I think that will be a big focus for this year. And probably we'll step into the Indian single malt category before the end of this year. This financial year.
As a single malt will be completely in-house developed by us only?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take that as the last question of the day. And now I would like to hand over the conference to Mr. Divakaran for closing comments.
Thank you so much for taking your time and being with us. We always value your feedback and we value our relationship. And we are always pleased to clarify any doubt that you have. And thank you once again for being with us today.
Thank you. On behalf of Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.